Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
The same message that Paul preached a couple thousand years ago is still the same message that we preach today. Salvation, the plan of salvation, has never changed. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and for the last person who ever will be saved, it's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. So he reminds them that, which also you received. In other words, you have believed, you received that message that I preached to you. You heard it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They heard it, they received it, and they believed it. Then he says, and wherein you stand. And again, he was actually a great compliment, because they believed, not only believed and accepted the message, but they stood upon their faith in the gospel. In spite of all their failures and their problems that he had outlined those first 14 chapters, boy, did they have a lot of problems. They stood firm in their faith, the truth of the gospel. There was no shaking them. And that's why he said that wherein you stand, they did not waver from the truth of the gospel, which tells me a lot of things, by the way. We have to be very careful how we talk about other churches, that just because they don't dot every I and cross every T like we do doctrinally does not mean they're not one of the Lord's churches. Amen, preacher. Now, I'm treading in deep territory here. Just because they don't have the name, and I'm a Baptist through and through. But just because they don't have the name Baptist on their door does not mean that they're not one of the Lord's churches. Amen. Amen. Okay. I'll go a little set. Just because they have the name Baptist on the door does not make them one of the Lord's churches.
That's right.
That's the best amen I've had in weeks. Okay. It's important to identify who you are. It's very important. At the same time, Paul is commending them. They had a lot of problems, man. They were observing the Lord's Supper wrong. Us in our Landmark Missionary Baptist, man, we would have excluded those people, and you know what I'm saying? At arm's length. But Paul said, no, you're one of the Lord's. Remember the seven churches of Asia? I get to go there here in a couple months there in Ephesus and some other places. Boy, they had a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And the Lord said, listen, if you don't straighten up, I will remove your
candlestick.
And boy, we would already have said you're not. They're still one of the Lord's churches. Even though they didn't dot every I and cross. You know what I'm saying? Didn't dot every I and cross every T like we would. You better watch it. Comparing ourselves among others and all. But he is commending them wherein you stand. And then this is interesting. By which also ye are saved. Now, this is interesting. This phrase, which ye are saved, it's in the present tense, not the past tense. He's not talking about the salvation when they trusted Christ as their Savior here. Because he says, he, if you keep in memory. So in other words, he's not saying you're going to lose your salvation that you got in the past. What he's telling them that presently, remember, let me explain it this way. I've said often from this pulpit, and I've had other preachers, they listen to me on radio and others, and they'll comment, and they still scratch their head about this. That when it talks about salvation in Scripture, there's past, there's present, and there's future salvation. The past of salvation is when we are birthed into the family of God. I have been saved. You must be born again. That's salvation on our way to heaven. That's past tense. Once saved, always saved. Then there often we see this word salvation in the present tense. And that's what this is talking about here, the present tense. There's salvation, then we have that sanctification. That we are being saved. I have been saved. I am being saved. That's our mind, that we're being conformed to the image of God. Okay? We're not there yet. It's daily that growth. I've been saved, my spirit, born into God's family. And let me remind you, I read this again this past week while I had a little R&R through the book of 1 John. And it talks about that you cannot sin. And people, in 1 John 1:9, it says, but if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse our heart. And then the next chapter says, you cannot sin. What is it talking about? Your spirit cannot sin. It's perfect. Okay. However, do you sin every day? Yeah. Okay. That's our soul and our flesh that sins every day. So I have been saved. I'm being saved. That sanctification, that's present. And then there's that future salvation. And I'm looking for this one. That's my glorification. Salvation, sanctification, glorification. I have been saved. I'm being saved and I will be saved. And again, let me repeat, I can't wait for that one. We will have a body like Christ, perfect, sinless. Amen. Amen and amen. Somebody asked me, I was at the ladies' district meeting, had a wonderful district meeting. And I sat in the back, on the back row, the only guy here. Okay, because it was a ladies' meeting. But I was so blessed with the program that the ladies did. It was an amazing person. And they had a wonderful lunch. I'm there congregating among the ladies, you know, welcome everyone. I'm so glad you're here, all that kind of stuff and all. And a couple of them said, Pastor, you got to quit losing weight. I said, well, I'm trying. I gained 3 pounds this past week. I was at the thing. But I feel the best I've had in years. I feel great. I may not look great, but I feel great. But one day, I'm going to look great. But you get the point, because we're going to have a glorified body. So what he's talking about here, about that, by the way, you're also saved, it's in present tense form, that the Corinthians had done well in that they received the gospel, and they were doing well in that they did stand for the gospel, but they have to continue to do well and to hold fast if they keep in memory. Let me read this. What I preached unto you. In other words, without purpose and without success, he's not speaking about losing your salvation. That's eternal. Life makes many attempts to take away our faith. Let me repeat that. Life makes many attempts to take away our faith. I ain't talking about salvation, but our walk with God. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Things happen to us. And things happen around us. And sometimes life gives us problems to which there seems to be no solution. And ask questions that seem to be no answer. And holding on to our faith in the gospel gets us through these circumstances. And that's what Paul is telling them. If we hold on to this truth of the gospel, it'll get us through the darkest time in our life. Our faith in the gospel gives us the victory. You remember that song that used to sing, faith is a victory, faith is a victory, yum, 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 that overcomes the world. That's what he's talking about here. Some of y'all about lost your false teeth a few weeks ago. When I said from this pulpit, sometimes I don't feel saved as pastor. I know I'm smiling a lot all the time, but sometimes, because you uns do this to me. No, I'm kidding. I shouldn't have said that. But sometimes, do y'all, am I the only, no, I'm not the only one who feels that way. I'm so glad that my salvation does not rely on my feelings. It relies on the fact, and I've said this over, and I think this has helped. Matter of fact, I know some people sitting here this morning that thanked me for that because it's helped them through a difficult time. If you rely on your feelings, you're in bad shape. You need to rely on the fact that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I believed it, and that settles it. And that's what Paul would say. If you keep in memory the fact of the gospel, well, that you're saved, he's talking about this present tense, you'll have victory. I like that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.